Welcome to Indie Radio Garden. This week, highlights from community radio in the Philadelphia region.
This program brings ordinary citizens to the air to discuss issues related to health, race, safety, workers' rights, and the will to survive in pandemic times.
The first audio comes from WPEB 88.1 Scribe Radio, from the show Jubilee Voices. The kids host of the show, Jayla, Aaliyah, Sheena, Kevin, Kenelan, and Kennedy, fourth graders at Jubilee Elementary School. We present the second part of their interview with the poet Sonia Sanchez, talking about Paul Robeson and poetry, sharing haikus and poems.
Hello, West Philadelphia. Welcome to Jubilee Voices. Today we have a special guest that the fourth grade Jubilee School will introduce.
Sonia Sanchez.
Now we will be sharing some of our haiku. Leaping with this fate, a freedom and dream worker, keeping her fiery cool.
Like a warrior, charging straight towards the darkness, bashing the hatred.
My goodness, listen to you people. I love it.
Sharp swords, voice swords, stronger than lightning. The freedom
sound. Your sound is flames, burning down discouragement with victory, knocking down huge walls, finding your fire in darkness, creating a light, passing it on to us, our generation, keeping peace, your legacy.
Thank you.
So now we will be hearing some of Sonia Sanchez's haiku.
Since it's Paul Robeson's birthday today, and this is the house where he lived here in Philadelphia, I'm in this rocking chair, and this was his room. So I was sitting in this rocking chair when I visited the Paul Robeson house, right? And someone had said something to me, and I leaned my head back and laughed. But before then, I sat and rocked. I love rocking chairs, right? And I sat there and rocked and closed my eyes just to hear Brother Robeson's laughter, you know, and to breathe his breath also. So this is what I wrote. I'd like to begin with a poem for Paul Robeson. It is Tonka. Your face, like summer lightning, gets caught in my voice, and I draw you up from deep rivers, taste your face of a thousand names, see you smile a new season, hear your voice, a wild sea pausing in the wind. My father brought us from Birmingham, Alabama, to a place called New York City when I was 8. At the beginning of the 50s, we woke up one Saturday morning and my dad said, "Do your chores and you can spend the whole day at the movies." Can you imagine that? And we did that. And we came back home. My dad was waiting outside. He said, "I want you to meet someone." And we walked into our apartment. There was this tall man with some other men in there. It was Paul Robeson. My father had given up the apartment for the day. That was during the time when, you know, people were following Paul Robeson around a great deal. And I remember looking up at this man, and he patted me on my shoulder and shook my hand. We knew who he was because, you know, my dad had his records. He was such a wonderful singer, but it was such a wonderful moment. And to think that years later, you realize that you gave up your apartment for the day so he could have a meeting. And that was really very exciting. He was an activist, and he was one of the first people when I saw him perform that he not only performed, but he talked the way we do now. He sang a song, then he talked in between about what was going on in the world, what was happening in the world, how people should respond to it. And then he went to another song. If you see me read, I read a poem, and then I talk about the poem. why I wrote that poem, what was going on in the world, whatever. We learn that indeed, just as the song was his weapon, the poem was our weapon, my weapon. You see, he taught us all how to be activists and very much loyal to ourselves. When I first moved here in 1976, I was told that Robeson was here also. People in New York told me, and they said, go see him. And I finally got a number, and I called here, and they said he wasn't doing well, but they would let me know when I might be able to see him. And of course, I didn't. You know, he died soon afterwards. And what I wanted to say to him, I wanted to hold his hands and say, thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for fighting that battle for all of us. Thank you for being a man of such bravery and a man of such vision. I wanted to say thank you, Paul Robeson.
That was so beautiful and a nice experience.
That was awesome.
So one of the things you do tonight is that put on your little book you write in, you know, April 9th, Paul Robeson's birthday, and write something to him, a line, a couple words, whatever, because we should always remember those people who have done so very much. And sometimes one day when I come and talk to you again, his birthday is on the 9th. A lot of people that I know who have done great work, they're born on the 9th, or their number adds up to 9. Sister Toni Morrison's birthday adds up to 9. She's born on the 18th, you know. A number of writers that I know, Ruby Dee, the writer and actor, her birthday adds up to 9 also too. So all of these people, you know, who have done such amazing work, some of them, they're all born on numbers that add up to 9, or born on the 9th. So that was one of the reasons why I was drawn to talk about him on the 9th, because that was when he was born, and he was one of the people of 9s, you know, on this earth. But he was indeed a great man. So if you get a chance tonight, and it doesn't have to be a long thing, just write a couple lines about what you thought about Robeson, or what you thought about the session today. What I'm trying to do is what Louise Bogan did. She told us to do that. And you know why? Because that way I would always have something written at the end of the day. Because sometimes we get so involved with doing everything when we get home that we don't have a chance to write. But when you get in bed and you get under the covers, you know, if it's the winter time, you get under the covers and you're cold, and you just say, write, you know, the day's date down, you know, 4/9, whatever, and write whatever you think about, what you were thinking about today. And the next day, at some point, read it, and you'll see words and parts of it that you can use later on in a poem. It's a great source of information for you when you want to write. But a great poet was born right around that time also. That was Amedi Baraka. He was born in October also too. Right. Yeah.
So actually, all of it that she said, I almost like shed a tear.
Thank you.
It was very interesting and very. Mm-hmm. I felt like my mind was in a whole nother place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Today, mainly this conversation was very powerful, mm-hmm. and very profound.
Thank you, my dear sister. Well, I had to be, I hope, because you all are so powerful and profound, right? Yes, you really are. And I am blessed to be with you and to listen to you, you know, to listen. I had the privilege of hearing your poems, right? Your haiku, which is an amazing, beautiful poem. So, I mean, you honored me, and I thank you so much for that honor. And at some point, Sister Karen, would you send me copies of it? You know, I have my papers are in the library. And what I do when I visit places, right, I send examples of it to the library, and they have a room where they have, like, if I visit elementary school, a junior high school, a college, you know, and I do undergrad and grads or wherever I visit, and there's been a workshop of some kind, in that place, they will have all the things that I said and all the responses from the people in the class. So you'll be part of herstory and history. When people come in and see a place that I visited, they'll see your poems in there, right? And they'll wonder, well, I wonder where they are now. I wonder if they're still writing poetry. And that'd be great for people to hear and see your genius at this point, right? Oh, I feel so honored, you know? I mean, really, we have to do, I hope we're out of this pandemic. When it comes out, we have to do a big book party. Yeah. Have a great big book party and have people come out and listen to all of you do this great reading of your work. Oh, that'd be nice. Really nice. Yes. I will carry all of you today in my heart, in all of our hearts. You know, I want to remember, I will close my eyes and remember your faces, you know, and I will also open my eyes and remember your words, because your poems were just really beautiful, were exquisite. And I am so blessed that you have decided to do this for me. It is such an honor that you have no idea how much I appreciate what you do and what you're doing. And just continue to be excited about reading and learning, be excited about being on this earth, you know, be excited about being a leader, be excited about being people who will always, always bend towards truth, you know, and leave all falsehood behind us. You know, and if you can't say something nice about someone, then also learn just to be quiet and just watch also. But always love yourselves. Mm-hmm. Always love yourselves, because that is how you will prosper. That is how you will move. And if you can love yourself, that means you can love other people around you, your classmates around you, and other people out there in the world. But we are so blessed to have you. And Sister Karen, I want to thank you so very much for inviting me to share this early afternoon with these little geniuses. You know, you got some geniuses in your class, right? You know, and you must remember that you're geniuses. Okay. Never forget that. All right. That is important.
You too. Tonight,
write down whatever it is. Okay.
Bye. Write down whatever. I'll see you later, best friend.
Bye, best friend.
Bye.
Say that, we would say we didn't want to go home, and I forgot the whole thing now, but what I remember is that it was one of those fast things that you said, you know, one of those smart things, because you didn't want to show people that you were going to miss them, so you say things like see you later, alligator, right? You
know. Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope to see you again, you know, sometime soon. And
bye.
What to say to you now in the soft afternoon air as you hold us all in a single death? I say, where is your fire? I say, where is your fire? You got to find it and pass it on. You got to find it and pass it on from you to me, from me to her, from her to him, from the son to the father, from the brother to the sister, from the daughter to the mother, from the mother to the child. I say, where is your fire? Can't you smell it coming out of our past? The fire of living, not dying. The fire of loving, not killing. The fire of blackness, not gangster shadows. Where is our beautiful fire that gave light to the world? The fire of pyramids, the fire that burned through the hulls of slave ships and made us breathe, the fire that made guts into chitlins, the fire that took rhythms and made jazz, the fire of sit-ins and marches that made us jump boundaries and barriers, the fire that took street talk and sounds and made righteous Imhotep raps. I say, where is your fire? The torch of life, full of Nzinga and Nat Turner and Garvey and Du Bois and Fannie Lou Hamer, Sojourner Truth and Martin and Malcolm and Mandela. Sister, brother, come, come catch your fire. Don't kill, hold your fire. Don't kill, learn your fire. Don't kill, be the fire. Don't kill, catch, catch the fire. And burn with eyes that see our souls walking, singing, building, laughing, learning, loving, teaching, being, learning, loving, building, singing, walking, loving. Hey, 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 young brother, 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 hey, young sister. Here's my hand. Catch, catch, catch the fire. Catch, catch, catch the fire. Catch, catch, catch the fire.
The second audio comes from WJYNLP 98.5 Uptown Entertainment and Development. The host of the Talk to Reeves show, E. Marie Lambert, interviews the Philly jazz singer, Denise King, about her experiences during the pandemic.
This is the Talk to Reeves show.
Denise King is a Philly-born jazz singer and songwriter that has traveled and performed nationally and internationally for more than 38 years. So, Denise, tell us who Denise is as a person.
I'm a round the way girl, you know. I'm a West Philly girl. I was born and raised in West Philly. You know, I went to West Philly High School. I went to, you know, this is my neighborhood. I'm just, you know, I tell people all the time, they call me, they say I'm a diva, but I tell them, no, I'm a farmer. I'm a former tomboy. What are you talking about? You know, singing is what I do. It's my profession. It's my love, you know, but I'm just a down to earth, everyday kind of person, you know, who just happened to be in the performance arena, you know, and I guess with that comes a certain amount of celebrity. But to me, you know, I'm Denise doing what I do, you know, and Renaissance woman.
So Denise, with the onset of COVID last year, right?
Right, yeah.
Major. How has the pandemic changed or affected your work life?
The pandemic, first of all, when it started to make the headlines, it was back in maybe November of 2019 we started to hear. And as a matter of fact, I was traveling in Russia, I was in Siberia, mm-hmm. and while I was moving through the airports, I noticed that everybody had these masks on, and I said, well, what the heck is going on? You know, do I need a mask? What's happening? You know, because it was unusual,
right.
The amount of people who had these masks on, and because I was traveling in Siberia and Russia, which is close to China, where allegedly the virus originated, everybody had these masks on. So I came off of that tour and I was doing a residency on a cruise ship. So I did the residency on a cruise ship, was scheduled to come off the ship December 21st or 22nd.
Uh-huh.
But the cruise director said, no, we want you to come off earlier, because we want the new singer to come in and get acclimated. If I had waited to come off December 22nd, I would have been stuck at sea for months.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
isn't he?
It was crazy. And so I came off the ship November of 2019 with the intention of going, you know, coming home, hang out with my family, my mom, my kids. And my plan was to go back to Paris, which is where I lived for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I was planning to go back home, back to Paris.
Wow.
And so what happened, you know, March 15th was my last gig.
Okay.
My plan was to go back to Paris March 29th. Well, March 16th, everything was shut down. Everything. And if you can imagine like a domino effect. You've got a tour scheduled across, you know, Europe.
Yeah.
Every day, few times a day, you're getting the stream of emails saying cancel, 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 cancel. So overnight, I went from having a thriving career and livelihood to trying to figure it out. Income, nothing. Devastating, really.
It was.
And continues to be so.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People are just starting to, I think, move around.
Well, I had my first gig. I actually had a gig this past weekend in New York.
Okay.
At the world famous Minton's in Harlem, and which was amazing because the people, not only the musicians played with such ferocity, with such passion, and the audience was just so grateful, enthusiastic, and it was just, you knew that we all needed it, and we all missed, you know, the live performance. We all missed it.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience. And, you know, and this whole thing has basically taught me not to take anything for granted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
ask
this. What advice would you give an up-and-coming artist? Because you're a jazz artist, right?
They tell me I'm a jazz artist, but I do a little bit of everything. You know, and I'm at a place in my life where I sing when I want to sing. I just kind of sing.
Okay.
People know me for jazz because of my recordings. But, I mean, this past Saturday, I did some Beyonce.
Okay, girl.
You know, I did some Jill Scott. I do what I want to do. An up-and-coming singer, I would tell them to be themselves.
Okay.
Be themselves. Listen to a great assortment of music and listen to some of the legendary artists. Listen to listen to jazz artists from the 50s, from the 40s. Listen to them. Listen to R&B artists like Gladys, Aretha. And see, you notice I'm saying one names and everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Right.
But own vocal identity. Do not, because I mean, that's the confusion for me now is I hear a lot of singers on the radio and they all sound alike.
Yeah, I say that too. I thought it was just me.
No, they all sound alike. And what you want to be identifiable. You know,
yes.
Like Badu.
Right.
She has her style. Jill Scott right. has her style, you know.
Right, yep. That's exactly right. What is one of your most memorable or favorite performances or experiences?
Oh my God, that's easy. It's the last one, one of the last concerts that I did before the pandemic, I had a tour in Siberia. And I didn't know that it was kind of like this outdoor concert. It was like Woodstock. And so I didn't know that I'd be staying in a tent. They told me, you can't stay at the hotel. And I was like, well, why not? You know, and they said, well, you can't stay in a hotel because you need to be close to us because we don't want anything to happen to you. So they had prepared a tent for me and, you know, and it was lovely. It was really, it was the first time I had ever been like camping in my life.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I'm a down home kind of girl, but I'm like,
were
camping.
You dressed for camping?
I had jeans and
were
stuff.
You dressed
so yeah, I had stuff and my t-shirt and my tennis shoes and stuff.
Wow.
But you know, but here's the thing: in Siberia, in Tuva, it gets really hot during the day,
okay.
But at night the temperature drops. So they prepared this tent for me. They handed me these animal skins, these pelts. Yeah, and I was like, well, why do I need this? And they were like, well, you're going to need them because it gets cold at night. And the temperature dropped from like 100 degrees during the day to like minus 20 at night. Right.
Wow.
So it was crazy. And then this particular tour, this trip, like I said, I was camping. I learned how to chop wood. I took a bath in the river. I bathed in the river, which was freezing cold.
Uh-huh.
I learned how to start a fire, and I learned how to read a mutton bone. So that's one of my most memorable tours ever. I learned how to do Tuvan throat singing.
Oh,
it's a particular kind of singing from the throat. It's kind of like that. I can't do it now. Like that. It's like, I can't do it now, but okay. I learned how to do that. I learned how to do that from a tutor, a master. So that was one of my most memorable tours, my most memorable performances. So yeah, it's been amazing.
Wow.
It's been amazing.
That's amazing. So we have like 1 minute left, right? What is something that you would like people to know about you? And definitely put your contact information in the comments here so that people can see it. I want you to say it out loud, right? So they can hear it on the radio.
Okay.
And make sure you put it in the comments.
Okay. One thing in particular I want people to know. On my Facebook page, which is Denise King Sings, they can find it on my Instagram, which is at Denise King Sings. And, you know, and hopefully they'll come out. But I'll post all that information in the comments, or they can come visit me on my, you know, follow me on Instagram, come visit me on Facebook. And that's basically it. It's easy. I'm easy to find. My website is DeniseKingSings.com. So that's
all
basically
right, so
it.
And that is Denise King Sings on Facebook and at
right.
Denise King Sings on Instagram, and her website is Denise King Sing at
sings.com.
At Denise King Sings.com.
You better think about what's trying to do to me. Yeah, think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go way back when. I didn't even know you could have been too much more than 10, just a child. I ain't no psychiatrist, ain't no doctor with degree. You don't take much time to see what you're doing to me. Hey, think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh,
the Talk to Reeve show.
My name is Tom Cassetta. I'm station manager at 92.9 FM WGGT LP G-Town Radio. Thanks for joining us. Indie Radio Garden is a Prometheus Radio Project production.